In the name of God, hello, Mr. Matt. This is Milad. I'm here to talk with you about your problem that you mentioned. And one of the biggest problems that you mentioned in your voice is your inability to speak English. Okay, but maybe my opinion is that your inability to speak English is not a problem at all, okay? Don't worry about that, because everybody who wants to learn English must experience this problem. This is a normal thing that everybody in this peer group has experienced this. So, you know, today we're gonna talk about something else. And my opinion is that maybe your problem and the solution to solve this problem is your identity. You have to change your identity. If you can change your identity, and you know, identity is what we believe about ourselves. And for example, if you read the course of Power English, you can easily go and find a lesson of identity. You can read it, because this lesson is very great. So, you know, maybe my opinion is that your problem is your identity, and you have to change your limiting identity and beliefs with empowering beliefs. That's it. Maybe my opinion is that, you know, maybe. I don't know, but maybe. So, you know, you talked about your problems as if I thought the world is gonna be over tomorrow. Don't be like that, okay? There is no need to be upset. This is a normal thing. Don't worry about that. You know, I'm here to encourage you to learn English. That's it. You have a good potential, but you have to unleash it. That's it. You have a good passion. You mentioned I have no passion to learn English, but you mentioned your desire is to learn English. Your aspiration is to learn English. So these two things is these two things that you mentioned are in a conflict. Or, I don't know, something like that, okay? You have a good passion to learn English, that's it. So, you know, my speech, my talk, inspired from a inspirational speaker named Steve Kaufman. Steve Kaufman is one of the biggest language learner in the world. He is both a language learner, a Greek language learner, and a Greek teacher. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about this section, and this section is very good, and I like this section. So just let me read a little bit from this section. So, you know, to get to the next level, you have to look at the life in a different way. We're gonna perceive ourselves, not just capability, but who we are. But, you know, now, but not someday, rather today. How do you find or identify the person in around you? And the answer and in a reply, we can say by watching and listening to them, by their behavior. For example, there is a guy who trades you a very harsh, and you know that person is very jerk, okay? But maybe that person is not a jerk at all. Maybe at that day he was a jerk, okay? But when that belief became very strong, nothing is gonna change your belief about that person. And, you know, I'm gonna talk about something else. You know, one of the biggest and most important sentences in this section was, defining yourself is very dangerous. What did Steve Kaufman mean by that? Okay, maybe your question is that. So, you know, dangerous means your limiting beliefs that you have in your body, in your brain, that you've built it in your mind, and you cannot change it. This is very dangerous, and you have to change it. You know, you have to replace these limiting beliefs with empowering beliefs, and that's it, you know. And as AJ talked about identity, he mentioned when I was in Japan, you know, I couldn't speak English. And maybe you say, oh, I ain't gonna buy that. Because when, for example, you are in an environment that there are a lot of people who are speaking, for example, Japanese, you can easily speak Japanese. But, you know, the problem was something else. He said the problem comes from somewhere else. And the problem comes from his identity, his mind, his beliefs. That's it, okay? And then he talked, you know, always AJ talked about this. I am a great, teacher, but I'm terrible at language learning, okay? Because he had this mentality, and he said, when I, for example, I changed my mentality, now Spanish, you know, Spanish became very easy for me. And that's it, okay? Maybe my opinion is that you have to change your beliefs, and by changing your beliefs, you can achieve your goals. And, you know, every day believe in yourself, I don't want to talk about this, you can go and find these section and or read it. So, and every day believe in yourself, and you have a good potential to learn English, but you have to unleash it. Don't worry, and good luck.